This is All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Jackie Fortier. Denver's Biennial of the Americas is a festival of ideas, arts, and culture meant to examine issues impacting life in the Americas. Among the artists tapped to be part of this year's event is Si Zheng, a native of China who now calls Colorado home. KUNC's Carrie Saldo has this profile.
Painter Si Zheng is no stranger to the national stage. His art helped the nation reflect on the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. And now, Si's work is on display for the international audience gathering in Denver for the biennial.
When we walk into studio, I think when we look at a blank canvas, 35,000 years painting history on there even before I paint anything. How can I do something new?
The 28-year-old Si moved to the United States almost a decade ago and obtained degrees from the Rocky Mountain College of Art and Design and the University of Colorado at Boulder. Even then, he was getting noticed.
The daringness, the uniqueness. Coming from a student his age, I was like, this is absolutely breathtaking, brilliant work.
That's Ivar Zeal, the owner of Denver's Plus Gallery, which represents Si. Having gallery support is an achievement that many artists strive for and sometimes never achieve. So for Si to have secured it at this point in his career is a testament to his paintings. Some are humorous, some are epic, some controversial, and all sit at the intersection of technology, culture, and society.
Every generation is always challenging, but it's fun part too. I think to today, keeping me driving to make our work is trying to find something new.
Cell phone self-portraits, you know, more commonly referred to as selfies, Angry Birds, and hyperlinks are just a few of the contemporary technological items integrated into his paintings. But Si regards all that digital material as more than necessary. He believes, regardless of race, that it's become intertwined into humanity, and he calls it 21st century DNA, which is also the title of his latest exhibit.
So what I'm saying in 21st century DNA is like remix culture. It's bring exciting new generation, new global map.
The 37 works on display at Denver's McNichol Civic Center building juxtapose contemporary cultural references against centuries-old Chinese backdrops, often blurring the lines between the digital and physical worlds. It's that type of diversity that organizers of the Biennial of the Americas were looking for, says Tariana Navas Nieves, who is the manager for cultural programs at Arts and Venues Denver.
Si is a perfect example of an artist that comes from abroad, makes Denver his home, and creates new work that really captures that duality of cultures.
Si has the eye of those on the other side of the art world, too. Since 2008, his work has been singled out at least three times by Denver Post art critic Kyle McMillan, who named him Emerging Artist of the Year, and has also named him one of 12 best artists under the age of 35 and a pathfinder in the arts. McMillan has said Si, quote, possesses an integrated, well-developed, and surprisingly mature artistic vision, which plays itself out with impressive creativity.
Art for you, in your mind, what should it do? What should it evoke?
I think art should really transcend current environment you are in to the audience.
And that includes not only today's audiences, but perhaps those looking at Si's work 5,000 years from now. For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.
Arts District is a collaboration between KUNC, Rocky Mountain PBS, and KUVO.